Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. In this episode, we'll explore a recent study that harnesses the power of machine learning to illuminate the optical properties of hemoglobin, the protein in our blood responsible for carrying oxygen. This research focuses on predicting the refractive index of hemoglobin across various wavelengths and concentrations, which is crucial for enhancing optical diagnostic techniques in healthcare. The refractive index is a measure of how light interacts with materials, and understanding this property in hemoglobin is vital. It affects how light behaves when it passes through our blood, influencing the effectiveness of techniques like optical coherence tomography, OCTTOBR, and reflectance spectroscopy, methods frequently employed in medical diagnostics. Now, researchers conducted this study using a machine learning approach, specifically a method called Gaussian process regression, or GPR, to model the refractive index of both oxygenated and deoxygenated hemoglobin across a wavelength range of 400 to 700 nanometers. They looked at hemoglobin concentrations from 0 to 140 grams per liter, which includes physiological extremes like severe anemia. Why GPR, you may wonder? It's a non-parametric Bayesian technique, which means it doesn't assume a specific form for the relationship between the inputs and outputs. This flexibility allows it to capture complex, nonlinear relationships, an essential feature when dealing with biological data where variations can be unpredictable. The results were impressive. The model achieved a predictive accuracy of the refractive index with R2 values of 99.4% for the training data and 99.3% for the testing set. That's exceptionally high. When tested against an independent external dataset, it maintained a commendable R2 value of 92.80%. These figures indicate not only accuracy but also robustness, critical for real-world applications. However, let's take a moment to unpack some of the methods used that contribute to these findings. The researchers utilized an external dataset to validate their predictive model. This dataset, sourced from other scholars, included measurements from hemoglobin concentrations ranging from 0 to 260 grams per liter, expanding the relevance of their model beyond the training parameters. The application of metrics like root mean square error and mean squared error demonstrated the reliability of their predictions. Adding to the intrigue of this study is the use of partial dependence plots, PDPs. This technique offers insights into how different factors, such as hemoglobin concentration and wavelength, impact the predictions made by GPR. It helps bridge the gap between the high accuracy of machine learning models and the interpretability necessary for scientific applications. By visualizing these relationships, the researchers provided a clearer picture of hemoglobin's optical properties, an essential aspect when considering clinical implementation. However, every study has its strengths and weaknesses. The main strengths of this research include its innovative approach using machine learning for predictive modeling and the inclusion of interpretability techniques like PDPs. This not only enhances statistical performance but also builds a degree of trust in the findings, which is crucial for clinical acceptance. On the flip side, a critique highlighted some limitations. While the model performed robustly within its tested parameters, its accuracy dropped for hemoglobin concentrations exceeding 140 grams per liter. This suggests a need for future research to expand the model's applicability and possibly extend its training data to include a wider range of physiological conditions. Moreover, while the study effectively illustrated nonlinear relationships, there may still be untapped variables that could further improve the predictive capability. The implications of this model are far-reaching. In clinical settings, accurately predicting the refractive index of hemoglobin could enhance the reliability of diagnostic tools used to monitor blood-related conditions such as anemia and hemolysis. Thus, the potential for improving patient care is significant. In summary, the research not only demonstrates the efficacy of Gaussian process regression in predicting hemoglobin's refractive index but also opens avenues for future investigations into the near-infrared spectrum, a critical range for many optical diagnostic procedures. That wraps up our exploration into the predictive modeling of hemoglobin's refractive index. As always, we encourage curiosity in science, so feel free to dive deeper into this topic or engage with the exciting developments in the world of biophotonics. Until next time, keep questioning and stay curious. Thank you for tuning in to SciBud, where we make science engaging and accessible for everyone.